Hey there, welcome to the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast. Do you wish you could find a sustainable way to get healthy and not feel overwhelmed in the process? Do you find yourself up late at night scouring Pinterest for meal prep ideas and quick workouts? Do you wake up with big ambitious goals only to feel stressed out and disappointed when you fall back in your old habits, drive through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru for the second time this week, all while the fresh produce you just bought goes bad? Hey, I'm Rebecca. I too am a working mom of two littles and self-proclaimed hot mess mom. All my life, I've struggled with trying to maintain a healthy weight and feel good in my skin. I could add yo-yo dieter to my resume. After I packed on 50 plus pounds with two pregnancies, I decided to change for good. I wanted to stop obsessing about food, stay consistent, and set a good, healthy example for my kids. But I kept telling myself that I didn't have the time, the energy, or accountability to stay on track. Until I changed my mindset and created One Healthy Habit at a Time. In this podcast, you will find simple, actionable steps so you can create a healthy lifestyle and get relief from the overwhelm. Spray that dry shampoo, grab your iced coffee, turn up the volume, and let's get healthy. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. Happy summer. It is the day before July 4th, and I wanted to just come to you guys and give you some tips and tricks on how to maneuver eating at barbecues because it is basically barbecue season, right? And I think that barbecue season is probably the easiest time to maneuver an outing or a gathering with friends and family while not messing up your weight loss journey. So some tips and tricks prior to even arriving at the event would be to bring your own healthy side. You know, if there's something that you love, whether it's grilled corn or some vegetable roasted veggie salad or a fruit salad or something that you love that you know will keep you on track, but it's also something you can share and bring with others. That would be my tip number one. Tip number two is don't go on an empty stomach. Don't have the mentality that I'm going to save all my calories for the barbecue so I can go crazy and eat whatever I want. That is really setting yourself up for failure. It's making your blood sugar crash and it's making you putting your body into starvation mode. So that way when you do start eating, you're going to really be extra hungry. So I don't advise that whatsoever. I personally will like to eat some lean protein before I go. So that way I can kind of balance my blood sugar. I'm in a much better place. I'm not hangry when I get there. And I can stay very level-headed and make the choices that I've intended to make. The other thing is planning out. So typically, if you're going to a barbecue that you've been to before, you know if, you know, Aunt Susie makes this red, white, and blue cake that you absolutely love and you only get it one time a year. And if that's what you want to indulge in, that's great. That's amazing. That's your indulgence and you pre-planned it. I think the best advice is just pre-planning what your indulgence is so that way you don't feel guilty. There's no food shame. There's no guilt here. It's how can you enjoy this event as healthfully as you possibly can? And it's not about perfection, right? We are not about perfection here. However, pre-planning what you're going to indulge in really prevents you from overindulging and feeling like garbage the next day. So pre-planning what that indulgence is going to be. And if you don't know what it is prior to attending, if it's an event you don't, you know, you've never been to before, or you don't know what's going to be there, really just do like a scope of the room or a scope of the area where the food is and see what that one thing is that you're going to indulge on. So a couple other things, if you're eating any hamburgers or hot dogs, ditch the bread. If you can help it, don't eat the bread. It's carbs. The bread's going to raise your blood sugar and it's going to also trigger some, you know, just reactions in your body that maybe are going to trigger more sugar cravings and things like that. So if you can ditch the bread, ditch the buns, definitely recommend that. Make a lettuce wrap burger or just cut it up. That's what I pretty much do. To me, the bread's just not worth it. I don't really even taste it. And I don't feel great after I eat it. So I always ditch my buns. Sometimes I'll wrap it in lettuce. Sometimes I'll just cut it up. The other thing is be wary of like a pasta salad. If it's not made with like an Italian dressing and it looks creamy, definitely not something that I would gravitate towards. But again, if that's your indulgence, kind of know that going in. But a lot of them are very heavy in, you know, calories, starches, fats. It's kind of like a triple whammy right there. So I do try to steer away from like the pasta salads and potato salads and things like that. Opt for a fruit salad if you have a sweet tooth and there's something that you want to get, but there's really nothing worth like overindulging in. Maybe go with a fruit salad, gravitate towards that. always like try to begin your meal with loading up on the veggies, whether it's just a regular salad and you can put a little bit of dressing on it, or if there's roasted vegetables, go with that. Try to fill up on the veggies first and then go for lean proteins, whether you want to cut up the lean proteins and put it on your salad or you just want to eat it on the side. Maybe there's grilled chicken, maybe there's some burgers, maybe there's some ribs, maybe it's just some other barbecued foods that are on the grill. And there's some proteins in there. You want to stick with that as well. And then be mindful of your portion sizes, because even if you fill up on the veggies, they're obviously going to be a lower carb, lower starch type of thing. But just be mindful if you are going to take a couple scoops of that pasta salad that you don't overindulge in them, that you just take a little bit. If you're going to eat a burger, add some, you know, vegetables to that to kind of balance all that. And the last thing that I'm going to tell you guys is kind of something not silly, but just something to be mindful of. And that's watch your condiments. Ketchup is very high in sugar. You know, mayonnaise could have bad seed oils and or higher fat, just not knowing what kind you're eating. So be mindful of those things. And I think you will find that you feel great the next day and you do not feel guilty at all, because we do not want that here. No guilt, no shame. Enjoy your 4th of July. Use these tips and tricks to help guide you. And I hope you have an amazing holiday.
Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. If you love this episode, please leave me an iTunes review. It would mean the world to me, and it would help me get the word out about helping other moms reclaim their health. Thank you so much.